Hey, Wilson Fitzgibbons. This is Wilson Fitzgibbons. Hello, Wilson Fitzgibbons here. Boy, gosh, it's good to be with you. Yes, sir.
Pre-show for Wednesday.
Wilson Fitzgibbons. This is a disaster what Donald Trump is trying to do. This reminds me of the Saturday Night Massacre. Wilson Fitzgibbons is on the air. Yeah, sir. Hi, how are you? Jesus, there's a poker game going on right now on TV, on NBC. This one dude is just about the ugliest motherfucker I've ever seen in my life. Not that that matters, you know, when it comes to poker. Or anything else in life, to be honest with you. Not even when it comes to attracting women. Because if you have the personality, meaning if you have the money, I'm just kidding. Well, I was messing around with a character, Wilson Fitzgibbons. Wilson Fitzgibbons. God damn it. I've got, I also promised Harvey Weinman, didn't I? So. I went to my brand spanking new neighborhood Ace Hardware store today. I actually just got cleaning products. You know, spring cleaning. Because the summer will be here before we know it. And, la, ha, 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 ha. And I got people, I should clean the place up. I got people telling me, you know, all kinds of vacation ideas. Vietnam. Now, that I'd like to do. Why in the hell do you want to go to Vietnam? I hear that the relations... Oh, yeah, relations are real. Yeah, sure, now that they need us. No, I encourage you, go to Vietnam. Watching Poker After Dark, NBC Sports Network. God damn it. Yeah, they got... people are encouraging me to go to Vietnam... Ireland, I told you about that one. I'd like to go to Vietnam. I dig that.
What the hell is that?
Shows the Lakers coming off their Delta charter. This is a show called Backstage Lakers. And, you know, their lives. This is them at home in L.A. The plane just landed in L.A. But it shows the Delta charter. You know what? As I remember now, Delta carried the Dolphins to, you know, up to Milwaukee. And... I'm not saying that things haven't changed. Maybe they have their own plane now. I don't know. But back then, it was the early 90s, so... mid-90s, I should say. Your my throat is still fucked. La ha 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 ha. Yo ho ho ho. Oh, oh, yeah. Uh-oh, you know what? Hey! It's that... Hey! Hey! Did that overmodulate? Hey! Yo ho ho and a bottle of rum. Yo! 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 Yo, 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 yo. Wait a second, man. Yo, yo, yo. Yo, 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 yo. No, take that off. I don't want that.
I don't want that.
What the hell time is it? 9:15? Okay. Good. So, I just got up. Sometimes I get lost here. And Six minutes? 24 minutes? 20 to 10. 20 to 11. Jesus Christ, man. Well, we don't have to handle them. Hi, I'm Chris Boutte, and this is Chris Boutte's Love Songs.
What do you think about Trump? I don't know. So what do you think about Trump?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? See, a lot of people are talking about it. I don't know. It seems like the guy has the right to do it. But by the same token, I don't think he does.
It seems kind of weird.
Seems? You think it's weird? I mean, see, he's the president. He ought to be allowed to do it, but... I don't know.
Chris Boutte's Love Songs will continue. Jeff Dowder ought to be talking about the Saturday Night Massacre. Saturday Night Massacre? What the fuck is this? Oh, I dig.
What?
Oh, I see that. That's what we call our partial dirt nap.
And if they screw up at all, that's when we give them the dirt nap. That's when we give them what we call the... That's when we give them the... From the neck up. That's when we give them the part of the dirt... We give them a dirt massage. That's when we give them a dirt massage. A dirt massage, that's when they spend the night in the dirt, under the dirt blanket. Well, they are required to spend the night under the dirt blanket.
Chip the Outer 79 Massacre. God, this one poker player is just this big, ugly motherfucker. But hey, you know, he's got some dollars. He doesn't look like he's sweating. He's losing. He doesn't look like he's sweating it at all. Poker players kill me. You know, if I was any good at all, man, any good at all, I would love to take a crack at Kevin Pollak. You know, the actor, Kevin, comedian. Kevin goes out and does this. At least that's what I... And I got invited to... he has a regular tournament, but I... What the hell happened? Oh, I was in the middle of all too much shit. I couldn't do into it or get... I don't know what I was trying to say. Couldn't do it. Jay Santos.
Hi, Phyllis. Dave Castorini. Well, I'm great. Well, I have a request I'd like to make of you, Phil. I'd like it if you would just bow your head and say you're sorry for all the shit you've done to me. I'd like you to apologize to me for what you pulled last summer.
What did I pull?
Oh, come on, Phil, you know what you did. Phil, I'd like to request everybody bow their head and pray that we get through this, man.
Hey.
Phil, I want to just ask you a question. Have you cleaned your apartment? I went to my hardware store today, and I was looking for, I forget what I was looking for, but I know what it was. I was looking for steel wool, and I saw all these empty slots.
Maybe Castorini gets pissed because... Dave Castorini. Reverend Dave Castorini. The life lesson of going to his hardware store.
And I was looking for steel wool. They did not have any. So I left what I call a prayer reminder. I put, bless you, God bless you. You're out of steel wool. You should stock your shelves better. And I continued on.
Are you afraid they're going to know it's you?
If they know it's me, that's fine.
Oh, so you're not worried about them finding...
No, I'm fine. So, and then I kept going. And I noticed that, and I was looking for some cleaner, because I was doing some cleaning inside our chapel, and we're doing some cleaning inside the house. So I was looking for bleach, and I noticed they were out of the Lysol bleach. So I said, finally, what happened was this. I noticed that they didn't have sponges, and they were out of one other thing that I wanted to get, Lysol, which is this basic spray.
What? The Lysol spray, you spray a disinfectant?
Yes. And they didn't have it. I remember what the Lord taught us when he went into the money changers, into the temple, he saw the money changers, he threw their tables, so I grabbed a hold of a display that was stacked high with motor oil, and I pulled it down, and I said, you want to fuck with me?
You didn't.
I did. Y'all fuck with me?
Testing 1, 2, 3. I think he's sad to... Sorry. Let's see here. Okay. I just felt like it was a good thing to do, you know, Phil? Mm-hmm. What is this? Crashing sounds. You mean like waves? No, bitch. No. I don't think you quite understand what I'm looking for. Kitchen sounds. Garbage can. Love it. Love it. Love it. That's exactly what I want. Well, we'll just have to, you know, change the EQ on that shit when it comes time. I'll give you an example here. Wait a minute, man. Oh, I dig. Shit.
Here I am today, Phil. No, I asked you, mother... Man, how do you like that? Sir, how do you like... Pull all that stuff down, because you don't have sponges, you don't have mops, you don't have anything that I've... Come on, man. You don't have none of the things I asked for. None of the things I find. I don't want to do it anymore, okay? Come on, Phil. No.
Boy, it's too bad that, we'll have to get into that, I guess. Jay Santos, Dave Castorini, Frank Gray, Vernon Dodger, Devin Down, Dave Castorini. traffic sounds. Oop, there it is. Dance club, man. Dance, dance, dance. Phone bed long on the street. Oh, we're playing the annual carnival out here.
Yeah, we're playing the annual carnival out here. It's a lot of fun, and it always is a lot of fun. Well, I mean, what happened tonight was Saturday Night Massacre. Yeah, and, yeah, but hold on for a minute. Oh, Trump had me, man. They really... I'm out here with Steve Bozell. We're playing the Corona CK Corona Middle School teen fair. And Dark Horse Soy is very big at this. With me is Steve Bozell.
Yeah, I'm Steve Bozell, and very happy to have you out here, Jeff. You're going to play...
I'm going to be doing my drum clinic.
Yeah, all right. He's going to be doing his drum clinic, Phil. I think it... Well, good evening, everybody. Live from the CK Corona Teen Fair, this is Steve Bozell.
And I'm Jeff Dowder.
And we're out here live at the Teen Fair. Jeff Dowder going to play some, give the band.
Well, we're going to play. We're going to jam a little bit.
I'm very excited about this.
This carnival I'm listening to, it sounds like it's in England. The guy's all, yes, you can win a wonderful prize. 1, 2, 3, yeah! That's perfect. All right, band. Dude, yeah, it's gonna be great, man. It's gonna be great, man. Is this the thing here?
I'm Mick Garris. When it comes to horror, you might know me as a writer, producer, and director.
Wait a fucking...
I also love making people...
This is it here.
This is Norman Lear with my great sidekick, yeah. Paul Hipp.
That's the one. All right. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. See what's up here, man. Hey, welcome to Phil Henry's show.
Oh, this is really surf. This is surf music.
That was the surfing, huh?
Whatever it is, man. It's the Misery Slims or something. Anyway, welcome to the program. Now, I know what I got to do. Eyewitness News. This is going to be a bitch to fucking edit. I will not have a lot of time to edit this motherfucker either. Because we're getting going late here. Frank, and then we have... get out of here, man. Jeff. What the fuck is this? Vernon Dozier. Okay. We have the carnival, which is Jeff and Steve. Vernon Dozier is in the gym. I love that fucking gym sound effect. I don't know why, but... There it is. Dave Castorini is calling from the... Yeah, it's Dave. Okay. Where's my eyewitness? Testing. Okay, now. The fuck is with this? Jesus H. Christ. What am I looking for? News. Death of Christopher Big Black Boykin. Senator Tammy Baldwin. These are all Democrats, man. What are Republicans saying? Oh, here's a Republican. Roy Blunt. You know what, man? It doesn't make any sense him being fired right now. It does if you think about Trump being afraid of this fucking Trump-Russia thing. You don't like the motherfucker? You didn't like the guy when he was... It's ridiculous, man. It's the whole reason given is bullshit from the beginning to end. You got to be really fucking politicized and heavily, heavily brainwashed by Trump to think this shit's anything other than very political, because the cat should have fired this dude. All of a sudden now, just as the Trump-Russia thing's heating up, he doesn't say anything about Hillary's emails in his letter to Comey. It says, even though you've told me three separate times that I am not under I've never seen a guy behave in such a blindly childish manner than this fucking guy. All right. Fuck it, man. Whatever. Nobody gives a shit. Give me the fucking story, man. I don't want a big, long, goddamn dissertation, these motherfuckers. There it is. All right. Let's get our ass out of this motherfucker. Come on. Let's go, man. Print. Testing 1, 2. All right. Are we going to print this thing or not? Hello? We printing or what? You printing? All right, let's try this again. Like, I got all the fucking time in the world, but hey. It's all good, man. I guess I can't print. All right. They won't let me print this. Fuck. Yes, they will. So we don't need this James Comey story at all.
Yes. I don't know if you know. James Jamis Comey, FBI Dyer Corkator, is...
You know, the...
Hold it. I've got it, okay?
Well, you're mispronouncing it.
I've got it. The FBI derogator, fried live update. Okay. What does it mean, they're frying live updates? Never mind. He was fired. God damn, talk much?
All right. There we go. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Beep, 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 beep. Landry Show. I'm ready to rock and roll if you are. All right.